And, you know, we never talked about being Caucasians when I was in school, maybe in high school or something, but we certainly always said white, and it's still by and large what's said, but our children here are a lot more familiar with such terms as Anglos and Caucasians now than they were just a few years ago.
When you say Anglo, what do you mean?
White.
Same as Caucasian.
Yeah.
And what about a cracker? You ever hear of a cracker?
Only in Georgia.
And you said you'd heard of Peckerwood as a person. Would that just be a white person? Or?
Yes, I'd say so. Just not a very sharp one at all.
What do you call a child that's racially mixed, black and white?
Well, oh gosh. I can't think. What do I call them? Not breed, not mixed breed. Shoot, I can't think. Black and white.
Do you ever hear mute?
High yellow. Let me see.
Now, is high yellow half and half? Or?
No, high yellow would be... high yellow would be... Or what is it? Coffee cream, or maybe cream in the coffee, something like that, that's got the kind of, you know, color of coffee skin.
Well, are these like one grandparent black or one grandparent white, or what is the...
Well, a lot of times, I guess, really and truly, I never thought about, well, now, which one in your family was it? But it would be one parent or one grandparent, yes, black or white.
And what about high yellow? You said that's not one parent.
Well, I don't know. It might be where one grandparent was white, and then the parent was a half, you know, instead of being full. And so I'd say, would that be a quadroon, maybe, or octoroon?
So you do it by color there, and not...
Yes, we don't say quadroon or anything, half-breed. I only... associate half breed with Indians.
What about mulatto? Do you ever hear that?
Now, I see mulatto in old records, like from the slavery times here, and I'm sure it is used somewhat, but not very much.
Well, do you ever hear of Cajuns?
Yes. Associated with Louisiana.
Any special group of people in Louisiana, or just people in Louisiana?
Well, no, just the Cajuns. the ones with French ancestry.
Well,
I better stop if you don't mind.
We were talking about the child racially mixed and everything, and you said Cajuns were the French people. But what about like? You know, the man that if you work for somebody, a man, what would you call him? How would you
employer? How would you call him? I'd call him Mr. Whatever his name was.
By last name?
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody here like call him by his first name?
Well, yes, occasionally you might do that. And here some years ago, you would have found very many people, Negroes particularly, who would address a white employer as Mr. or Miss, first name.
And Master, maybe?
No, I haven't heard that. And I guess it was prevalent in the slavery days, but I don't know of it since then.
And, What about